A strong earthquake with a preliminary magnitude of 7.0 jolted northern Japan this morning, killing two people, injuring scores, and sending landslides sweeping across roads. The quake was centered in Iwate, a mountainous rural area around 300 kilometers north of Tokyo, where the tremor was also felt. Meanwhile, Japan has decided to partially lift its sanctions against North Korea after the communist nation promised a new probe into its kidnappings of Japanese citizens in the 1970s and 80s. The sanctions to be lifted include a ban on charter flights and travel. We spoke to Japan Times domestic editor Eric Du about yesterday's announcement.
They're being guarded about it. The foreign minister, Komura, is calling it a small step, but nonetheless significant. The Wires and our own writer have used the term reinvestigate these abductions with quote marks around reinvestigate, perhaps because there's a bit of skepticism here. I mean, after all, that was the country that abducted these people in the first place, and apparently Kim Jong-il was the guy who masterminded these when his dad was alive, so it seems like they wouldn't need to investigate what they probably already know, but nonetheless, they've made a promise to investigate, reinvestigate, what have you, and so Japan has offered to ease some sanctions. Mainly, they will be allowing, I guess, some chartered flights and maybe some other travel. Mainly, it will be allowing ships with humanitarian aid and provided by private parties to travel to North Korea.